This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm encouraging you that no matter the season, keep God first. We're wrapping up our series on being in a new season today. So far, we've talked about trusting God's path, even when it seems indirect, avoiding having one foot in today and another in tomorrow, remembering the Holy Spirit as our counselor, even when we are embarking on a new season, and keeping our expectations high. Let us close this series by remembering to always keep God first, no matter the cares of this world. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the one beautiful example of a woman who came into the home where Jesus was having supper. She carried an exquisite jar of perfume and poured it over Jesus's head to anoint him. In that moment, she was preparing his body for burial. But the scriptures say that the disciples were indignant because it was a very expensive bottle of perfume. They believe it was a waste of money and that she should have chosen to use it another way. But notice now how she poured the perfume gently over him anyway. She acted with the sense that her earthly needs and what she could have done with the expensive perfume were secondary to how she would put God first in her life. Let her be an example for us today as we look to put God ahead of the cares of this world. And as we do that, let us hold on to these words, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, keep him first.